Planned Parenthood CEO, Biden's sweeping abortion agenda must undo harm of Trump pro-life policies. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 18, 2021. The CEO of Planned Parenthood said she expects President-elect Joe Biden to immediately begin to undo the harm President Donald Trump has caused in America with his pro-life policies. "We have a ton of work to do to undo the harm over the last 4 years. But knowing we have champions there who understand what needs to happen in the first 100 days is tremendously exciting," Alexis McGill-Johnson told NBC News in an interview published Monday, one in which Biden is referred to as a devout Catholic. Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris have vowed an immediate and aggressive pro-abortion agenda beginning Wednesday, the day of the inauguration. Harris is among the chief champions of abortion rights, a politician who has held close ties with America's largest abortion provider throughout her career. It was Harris who, as California Attorney General, directed her office to lead the raid on Center for Medical Progress, CMP, project lead David Dalyden after CMP released undercover videos exposing Planned Parenthood's fetal tissue sales practices. It was Harris's office that collaborated with Planned Parenthood to produce legislation that would criminalize the CMP undercover journalists for publishing and distributing recordings of private communications with abortion providers in California. During his campaign, Biden promised to defend abortion rights, which the abortion industry refers to as women's health care, and has committed to embracing the Democrat Party's pro-abortion agenda, one that includes codifying Roe v. Wade, fully funding Planned Parenthood, and forcing American taxpayers to fund abortions. In December, Planned Parenthood's Johnson told Newsweek the abortion vendor is ready to hit the ground running day one, with the goal of an executive order after the inauguration that showcases the Biden administration's commitment to abortion on demand. She said what is most important to abortion activists is that Biden appoint key personnel who will ensure their agenda is achieved. "We know that personnel is policy," Johnson said. "So we're making sure that those positions are filled with sexual and reproductive health champions." Planned Parenthood and other members of the abortion lobby created a blueprint for sexual and reproductive health rights and justice, in which they spell out their demands that Biden undo specific pro-life policies of the Trump administration which, in their view, have amounted to hostile attacks on women's reproductive freedom. Among the pro-life policies the abortion rights activists are expecting to have immediately overturned is the Mexico City policy, which Trump expanded to prohibit organizations overseas that are the recipients of U.S. health assistance funding from promoting or performing abortions. The blueprint demands a foreign policy that prioritizes sexual and reproductive health and rights. Additionally, proponents of abortion on demand are seeking an immediate reversal of the Trump Title X rule, one that underscored that abortion is not a means of family planning. In February 2019, the Trump Department of Health and Human Services released the rule that would block about $60 million in family planning funding to Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers who refer girls and women for abortions. The rule reinstated President Ronald Reagan's Protect Life rule, which barred the collocation of federally funded family planning clinics with abortion clinics. In July 2019, Planned Parenthood announced it would drop out of the Title X program and forego the taxpayer funding rather than comply with the rule. Since that time, the organization has pressured states into making up the federal Title X funding it voluntarily gave up to protect its abortion services. In his agenda for women, Biden's campaign vowed to codify in the Constitution the 1973 Supreme Court decision in Roe v. Wade, which created a right to abortion, in order to block states from passing pro-life laws that, pro-abortion activists claim, violate the ruling. The activists demanded in their blueprint a repeal of the Hyde Amendment, a long-standing provision that has been attached to spending bills, one that has blocked taxpayer funding of abortions. Coverage of and access to comprehensive sexual and reproductive health care services and qualified providers at no or low cost and without exception for all people, including immigrants, incarcerated individuals, and young people under the age of 18, the blueprint demands. Additionally, the activists expect the Biden administration to ensure full access to abortion and contraception through all insurance plans with no tolerance for claims of religious beliefs that would deny such access. Strong non-discrimination protections for patients, including protections that ensure providers' religious or personal beliefs do not dictate patient care, the blueprint states. In the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in July in Little Sisters of the Poor v. Pennsylvania, one that upheld the Trump administration rule exempting religious groups from Obamacare's contraceptive mandate, self-professed Catholic Biden vowed to reverse protections for religious groups such as the Little Sisters, an order of Catholic nuns that cares for the elderly, sick, and poor. As disappointing as the Supreme Court's ruling is, there is a clear path to fixing it: electing a new president who will end Donald Trump's ceaseless attempts to gut every aspect of the Affordable Care Act, Biden said, according to Fox News, adding his intention to restore the Obama-Biden policy that existed before the Hobby Lobby ruling.